This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. As the state legislature enters the homestretch, lawmakers recently debated a controversial measure to study whether to transfer federal lands to the state. Another bill aimed at relieving congestion on Interstate 70 heading through the mountains also became contentious. KUNC's Benta Brooklyn sat down with fellow State House reporters to discuss both proposals.
Joining us, we have Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald and Joey Bunch with the Denver Post. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Joey, let's start with you. Talk about this I-70 issue and what it's about and why it ended up being kind of controversial.
Mostly what it would have done would have had CDOT turn on the warning signs to tell people that they need to have adequate tread or chains to go into the mountains, where now CDOT does that on a voluntary basis. The requirement for tire tread is still an eighth of an inch. The fines didn't change. But what the sponsor, Diane Mish Bush, was hoping was that it would raise awareness and education around the issue that people need to have adequate tires or chains to go into the mountains. Because when I-70 shuts down, it's an $800,000 economic impact to the businesses in the high country for each hour that it's closed. CDOT says it's $1 billion a year. It would have had year-round, or not year-round, but November 1st to May 15th would be date certain, and it would apply from Morrison to Dotsero, which the law doesn't currently require. This is a small Band-Aid on a very large wound, which is the congestion issue on I-70. 36,000 cars a day went through the Eisenhower Tunnel last month. Last year, it was 34.5. The year before that, it was 33.5. The issue is only getting worse. This bill would have been a step in that direction, but now it's a study, and people who have been meeting on this for months feel like they're going to have to wait another year to get any resolution.
Well, Peter, I want to transition to another study that's getting a lot of people up in arms.
Yeah, so we've been seeing the federal lands issue really come front and center at the Colorado legislature. It's a narrative from a national movement, which a lot of folks believe is steeped in conservative politics, to sort of transfer federal lands over to local state control. In Colorado, what we're seeing this year by the legislature is really two bills. One that we saw would create a study, a commission, to look at the possibility of transferring those lands over the state's control. And then another bill that the legislature is debating would deal with clarifying jurisdiction over federal land so that Colorado could have more of a voice in potentially fighting wildfires and criminal proceedings. But the politics has sort of overshadowed the debate, because what we're looking at is environmentalists, conservationists, sportsmen. They believe it's sort of the first strike in transferring these lands over to the state control, which they think is unbelievably costly. I mean, we're talking about figures that start at $27 million. Or some more, that the mismanagement of those lands could result potentially in shutting down those precious lands, which Coloradans, you know, we value so strongly in this state.
Well, I think the common thread that all of these bills we're talking about have is the perception that the public's going to have. And perception is reality in politics. What the public is going to take away from this is that the legislature doesn't care about the traffic congestion on I-70, about the traffic jams and ski traffic, and that there's a movement afoot to commercialize public lands and deny access. Now, that may not be the reality, but that's going to be the headline people take away, and that's going to last for at least another year.
Thanks. That was Joey Bunch with the Denver Post. Peter Marcus, a reporter with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.